Is it red light or green? Red light's on. All right. And red light usually means stop. Amen. And I got one of those here a while back. I was over here in Denton, and one of them cameras caught me going through a light. And I got one of them $75 tickets, you know. And I could have swore it was yellow, and I had plenty of time. But I paid my fine. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to be here tonight. God's good.
Yes,
and boy, you just mentioned the word mission. And I get excited. Amen. I believe the heartbeat of a church ought to be missions. Amen. Not only local, but around the world. Amen. Because that's God's plan. Amen. And I remember when in 1975, and a lot of you weren't even born then, and I came to Emmanuel Baptist Church in Decatur, and probably at that time, I don't know, we might have had 10 missionaries. I don't know if we had that many or not. I really don't remember. And probably our goal for the whole year was probably $7,000 or $8,000, you know. And but over the years, I think one of the secrets of the perpetuity of a Baptist church is to be mission-minded.
Right. Right.
Because I believe this. I believe that not because it's my church, but the church I attend is valuable to God.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God counts on us to be able to send missionaries around the world.
Right.
And so, little by little, we have grown over the years. And of course, I was a young man when I went there, and I'm an old man now. But I've seen God do some wonderful things through missions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about some of that on Sunday. But right now, we have, I think we have 114 mission works.
Amen.
That we support. Amen. And last week's mission offering was over $3,000. For 1 week.
Yes,
1 week. Now you say, how did you get there? We didn't start out that way. We started small, but we just kept it before the people. We kept adding missionaries. And some of our men caught on to the faith promise given, and God has greatly blessed our church. It's an unusual church. We're not the largest church by any means, but I'm going to tell you, you just mentioned the word missions, and our people have learned to love missionaries.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, you know, I'll probably never go to Brazil. I've been to a few countries, next month I'll probably go down to Mexico. And we have 3 missionary families out of our church. And that's a real blessing too as well, because I see God, and I expect to have more missionaries come out of our church. And so to see God's work, I don't, it's kind of like the people in McKinney where our brother's going. I'll probably never meet those people. Amen. But I can have a love for the man who goes and builds the work. Amen. And because we get those prayer letters, and let me say this, you ought to read the prayer letters that come in. Amen. I read every prayer letter, and sometimes I'll spend half a day or more just reading prayer letters. Amen. But missions is important. Amen. Amen. Well, with that in mind, I want you to turn to the little book of Jonah. The little book of Jonah in the Old Testament. Did you know Abraham was a missionary?
Yep.
He was. He came to the Canaan land, and they had over 400 years to repent. They didn't get right with God, but he was there, and he was a witness to them. And by the way, God's people always should be mission-minded. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Well, here we have a story in the Old Testament. We have the prophet Jonah. He actually gave no prophecy. But yet, I believe we can see here that Jonah was a missionary.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was called to Nineveh, and he was to go there and to preach to that wicked city. And by the way, most mission fields are wicked.
That's right.
They're idolatrous, and they're away from God, and they're undone, and they need the Lord. Amen. And so God knew that these people needed a preacher. And so here in Jonah chapter 1, I want you to look at verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise. There's his call right there. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Now, God wanted to spare Nineveh. Amen. I believe the Bible teaches us that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. But we know this, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Now, but Jonah, notice this now, rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Let's pray right there. Father, help me tonight. I want to be a blessing to these folks. Thank you for what we've already heard and seen. And God, thank you for this church. Thank you for Brother Fogg and his work, his family. God, I pray you'd bless tonight. Help my voice now, Lord, to keep going. I pray that you just help us to preach your word and to get across the truths that need to be preached tonight. In Jesus' name, we ask and we pray. Amen. I believe one of the first things about missions is that we've got to get right is we got to have a heart for the work of God.
Amen.
I'm saying you got to love the church. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm saying you got to love Jesus. Amen. This is a love thing. Amen. And what we need to do as God's children, we need a heart for missions.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
you know what? When a missionary comes to our church, we used to give them an offering, but almost always our love offering exceeds what our church gives them. Amen. Because our people love missionaries. By the way, that ought to be a natural response for a child of God, is to love missionary work. Amen. Well, this is an unusual little book. Jonah. And Jonah was called to go to Nineveh, but did he go? No. Jonah had no heart for Nineveh. Amen. Hey, I remember over the years, people they'd say, I'm not going to the mission conference, you know, and I'm not going to give to missions. Can I tell you this? You're missing a blessing.
That's right. That's right.
You are missing a blessing if you don't give to missions and get involved in God's work. Amen. But you know what? It's an unusual call. Nineveh was a wicked city, and here was this Hebrew, Jonah, and God called him to go over there. But you know what? The call of God is still the call of God.
Right.
Now, God hadn't called me to any foreign country, but He's called me to a local church.
Yeah.
And He's called me to help send out people through the local church. Yeah. Amen? Now, so we have an unusual call, but notice this. We don't have an unusual reaction.
That's right.
He said no.
Amen.
Oh, you know what? We live in a day and people, they don't listen to God.
Nope.
Amen. And they just turn a deaf ear to the things of God. Amen. Go to your neighbor. Do you go to your neighbor? Amen. Hand out a track here. Do you hand out a track here? Amen. It's not unusual to see somebody running from God. Now, probably here tonight, most of you are not running from God, or you wouldn't be at a mission conference on Friday night. But I don't know. I don't know your heart. Amen.
Right.
But I want to tell you this, it's not wise to run from God. Amen? And so Jonah, here he was, and he decided to go from the presence of the Lord. If you said, preacher, we want you to stop your mission program, I'd say, you better find another pastor. Amen? Because we're not going to stop it, and we're going to keep going. And ours is scary. I'm telling you, it's scary. And we need at least $2,800 a week just to pay our missionary bills. Amen? And I'm thinking sometimes in the men, hey, preacher, we need to take on more missionaries. And I wish I could take on every missionary that comes by. Amen, amen. And because I believe God blesses us for doing that. Amen? It's such a blessing because it's close to the heart of God. So here's Jonah, and he's running from God. Now listen, you ought not run from God in this matter of missions. You ought to say, I'm going to do my part. Amen? Now, you say, what is my part? That's between you and God.
Yes, sir.
You ought to pray about that. And you say, well, I'm going to give X amount. Well, wait a minute. You pray about it. You make sure God, that's the amount God wants you to give and that God lays on your heart. Amen.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I've seen people not give at all, but I've seen people give foolishly when God didn't tell them to give.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But you know what? I know this. God will lead you if you'll let Him. Amen. Amen. And by the way, God can surprise you in what He can do. Amen. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. So here's Jonah. He's going. He's supposed to be going to Nineveh. He's going the opposite direction. And you know what? God sends a storm. I believe our country's in a storm tonight. You know why our country's in a storm? We're not going the right direction. Amen. Amen. And you know when the storm came, you know what he did? He went down to the bottom of the boat and he fell asleep. Amen. Hey, don't you go to sleep during the missions conference. Amen. Hey, you wake up. Amen. You listen. You listen what God says to your heart. Amen. Don't you sleep. I'll throw the book at you. Amen. Don't go to sleep. But he went to sleep, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Storm was raging. And by the way, there are storms raging in these foreign countries, in India, in Romania, in Mexico. There's people who've never one time heard about Jesus. Amen. They've never heard a clear-cut presentation of the gospel. I remember years ago we went to Monterey and we went up into the mountains to a village there in Mexico. One man had a Bible. Just one man. And you know what? The rest of them have never heard. All they knew about was a priest who didn't know how to get saved himself. Amen. But you know what? We carried the gospel to them. And when we left that village, over 70 people trusted Christ as their Savior. Amen. Now that's missions right there. And that's mission work. Now, that may not happen everywhere. We have missionaries in Thailand. We have one right now, Randy Ashcraft. He's working in Thailand. And you know what? He hasn't had one convert yet. But he's working with Muslim people. Friend, you ever witnessed to somebody that's Muslim or Jewish or steeped in some religion? Friend, you don't win them just like that. Amen. It takes a lot of work, but that is just as important as missionaries in Mexico or the Philippines or Papua New Guinea. Amen. And it's just as important. So here was Jonah. He was going the wrong way. And by the way, if the church will keep missions in the forefront, I believe God is going to bless that church. Amen. In fact, I just believe that with all my heart. Amen. I've seen God do some amazing things. Amen. The last four or five families God sent our church are all good mission givers.
Yeah,
man. How do you explain that?
That's right.
One of the reasons they joined our church was because of our mission program. And it's like God, He said, God, here, you need some more help. Amen. Sure, some go out the back door sometimes, but thank God they still come in the front door. Amen. And God takes care of that. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'd hate to know where we'd be if we had no mission support. Amen.
Yep.
So here we have an unusual storm, and then God prepares an unusual fish for Jonah. He went to Whale University. Amen. Yeah. And you know what? Finally, God said, you know, Jonah, I called you to go there. Now, the callings of God are without repentance.
Amen.
I believe God calls people to churches.
Yes, sir.
And you know, and once God calls you, you get in there and you stay and you stick and you learn and you grow, amen, and you be a blessing in that church, amen. And so here Jonah, but you know what? God, boy, I think one of the most miserable people in all the world is somebody that's running from the call of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Because the callings of God are without repentance. Amen. I know in my own life, boy, when God put His thumb on me, something had to give. Amen. And I'm glad it gave. Amen. Because now I'll pretty soon be preaching 42 years. Amen. And I know I don't look that old. Amen. Amen. My wife's so young looking. Amen. All right. She said yes. She's nodding her head. Amen. But you know what? You know what's sad today? That God created an unusual fish, but it's not unusual for a child of God to be in the belly of the whale, in God's judgment, in God's chastening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I don't want God to chasten me. But whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourges every believer. Amen? So it would pay us to live right. And to do what's right. But wait a minute, I want to do what's right. I want to live right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to run from God. I want to run to God. Amen.
Yep.
And especially in the matter of missions. There was an unusual fish. And boy, by the way, Jonah got right, didn't he? And he said, Lord, I'm sorry. And in chapter 2, he repented. And Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. And you know what? Because of the reason of his affliction, and the Lord heard him, and the whales spit him out upon dry ground.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? You know, wouldn't it have been a lot easier if he had just did what God said?
Amen.
Amen. He wouldn't have had all that slime on him. Amen.
Yep.
Have you ever cut open a fish? Man, I'm telling you, I've cleaned a lot of fish, man, but I tell you, I don't want to be in one. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
It'd have been a lot easier just to do what God says. Amen. And boy, if a church, yeah, look, when the church gets with God's program, God can bless that church.
Amen.
And I believe God is looking for churches that He can bless.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
And especially in the matters of missions.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, if I was a young man and I had a job and I wasn't called to preach, I'd get in this thing about missions.
Yep.
And I'd ask God to work in my life.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, it'd be very wise. We got men in our church that own businesses, and I'm telling you, it's amazing how God blesses them. It is amazing. Almost everybody in our church, almost all of them drive new cars.
Amen.
And some of them trade every 2 years. It's like, they're okay, preacher, look at my new car, you know. But you know what? When they say that, it's because most of them, they're giving a lot to missions.
Amen.
Amen. We had a guy the other day, he just sent $1,000 to a missionary just to help that missionary. Wasn't even part of his faith promised. Amen. Do you think God's going to bless him? Oh, I think God's going to bless him.
Amen.
It's just amazing. Amen. Now, I think you ought to obey God in your giving.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and God will lead you if you will let Him lead you. Well, here we go. And here's Jonah, the unusual call, the unusual storm, the unusual fish. But then there was an unusual revival.
Amen.
Everybody got right with God.
Amen. Yep.
And Jonah's message, I don't think he had the right spirit when he was preaching. Amen.
I think he said,
repent. God's going to destroy you in 40 days. And he was liking that. Amen. And, but you know, God didn't, did he? And you know what's amazing? Everybody in Nineveh got right with God. That's amazing. Amen. I love to read missionary reports of people that get saved.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have missionaries now. We have several missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And they're working over there with the natives, the Kamea people, and they're translating the Bible. And you know what? And they're talking now, they're talking about one church that's got several of the Kamean people that have been saved, and they've been baptized, and they're faithful to church, and some of the men's being called to preach. And to me, that's exciting. Amen. Exciting. Hey, let your heroes be missionaries. Let your heroes be people who serve God and live for God. One of my heroes, and I think one of the men that really excited me about missions, his name was L.H. Ashcraft. I doubt if you ever remember him. Do you know Tommy Ashcraft? You heard of him? It's Tommy's dad. Well, anyway, L.H. Ashcraft, when he used to pastor in Waxahachie, Texas, and God called him to the mission field. And he had kids. He had Billy and Tommy and Lenny and David. And he went to the mission board. He had a crippled arm. And he was a little old short fella. And had a crippled arm. And he said, I want to go to the mission field. And they say, you can't go. That's what the mission board told him. He said, well, I'm going anyway because God called me. Amen. And so our church years ago helped buy a trailer for him to live in to send him to the mission field.
Amen.
You know where he went? Monterrey, Mexico. Right now in Monterrey, Mexico, There's been a Bible college for over 30 years. And they have like 100 students every year. And there is hundreds of churches all over Mexico because somebody obeyed the call of God. Amen? And it's amazing. And you know what? I think he's sitting after heaven and he's just getting more credit and cashing in. And he's getting more credit. Amen. Hey, you got to sow to reap. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
For years, our church has been given to missions, and we built a building, and we built a new family life center and a Christian school, and had to add a new parking lot, and it cost $647,000 to build that. And I told our people before we started, I said, here's the way I prayed. I said, God, I don't want our missions to diminish any.
Amen.
And we only took like a couple of special offerings, but that building's paid for today.
Amen.
It's just 3 years old. It's paid for.
Amen.
In fact, within a year, we had everything paid for. Amen. Now, here's why. Missions.
Yep. Amen.
I think God said, Emmanuel, you have sacrificed. You have given to missions all these years. Amen.
Yep.
And he said, I'm going to help you out. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! I'm telling you what, that's a blessing. Our church is debt free. Amen. We don't owe anything. And by the way, Lord willing, we're not going to owe anything. Amen.
Amen.
Because God's good. Amen. When we need a bus, we go buy one. Amen. We just pay cash for it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's missions. God said, listen, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. By the way, that's the law of sowing and reaping. Now, wait a minute. We don't do stupid stuff. Amen. We try to follow the leading of the Lord. Amen. Try to follow His leading. And I can tell you story after story, but I don't know how many times we give $1,000 here and $1,000 there. Every year for Christmas, we give each of our missionaries an extra $100.
Amen. Amen.
You say, well, that ain't much. Well, when you got over 100, that's $10,000.
Amen.
And so we had to add that to our mission. We sent out about over $20,000 in one pop.
Yep. Amen.
But we still had money left.
Yep.
Praise God. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Hey, didn't happen overnight.
That's right.
We started little, but we were faithful.
Amen.
You know, I seen our mission program go up. It went up to like, finally we got to 30,000. I thought, man, 30, that's, by the way, it was a lot of money back then. Amen. 30,000. And then it got up to like 50,000 and then 60,000. Wow, this is amazing. We have 50 missionaries, you know. But you know, we decided, look, we need to raise the missionaries, you know. And not just give them 25. Hey, let's give them, you know, when I was coming, we was giving them like 25. And today I think we give $80 to each missionary. $80. So that's not much. Well, you pick out 100 of them, brother. And I guarantee you say, that's a lot of money. But our people give.
Amen.
And they love to give. And by the way, giving ought to be a natural thing. Amen.
That's right.
Do you have sacrifice? Sometimes you do. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be worth it when we get to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because most of us have more junk than we need. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, but anyway, we have an unusual revival. Everybody got right with the Lord. And you know what I love on the mission field? I like to see those little kids get saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
And boy, I love reading our mission letters where we see that them little kids in Papua New Guinea get saved, and they're teaching them to read, and they're getting a Bible. Amen. We got a missionary in Australia, and just about all over the world. Amen. But that's a blessing.
Amen. Yep.
Unusual revival. But then, what's sad to say, it wasn't really an unusual reaction. You know, I wonder what would happen if all of God's people got right with the Lord. It'd probably scare us to death. There's so many backslidden Christians in America today. I believe this, we got enough Christians in this country to turn it around.
Amen.
If they just get right with the Lord.
Yes, yes.
But you know what? People are so materialistic.
Uh-huh.
And all they care about, you know, Jonah, all he could care about was himself. He went outside the city and it was hot and you know what? And the heat beat on him. He said, I want to die, Lord. Imagine that. After seeing a great revival like that, I said, Lord, let's start Bible classes. Amen. Lord, hey, Lord, let's do something over here, man. Let's get this thing. He didn't do that. Amen. But you know what? Every Christian needs to pitch in.
That's right.
Emmanuel Baptist Church, our mission program is not made of one or two people. And by the way, that widow lady that gives $5 a week, she is just as important as everybody else. Amen? Because really, she may be giving more than somebody else gives. Amen? And that's important. So you need to keep that in mind. I'm going to tell you, boy, keep a heart for missions. Amen? Amen. Now, when a missionary comes to our church, what I like to hear is I don't gauge him by his preaching. I gauge him by, does he have a heart for those people? Does he love those people where he's going? Amen? And boy, to me, that's important. Amen? One of my heroes he's dead in heaven. His name was Dr. Tom Sloan. You ever heard of Dr. Tom Sloan? Did you ever meet Dr. Sloan? Never did. Dr. Sloan was a medical doctor. He married L.H. Ashcraft's daughter, Billy, and he went way down in Mexico to a place called Chiapas. And Chiapas is a town called San Cristobal, and he spent most of his life down there working with the Indians down there. He never had a great big work. But you know what? He had 8 kids and all of his kids are serving God.
Amen.
And one of them just came out of Mexico, but the rest of them are down there in Mexico. In fact, one of them's in California, but he's still doing mission work. And so he left a legacy there. But I was down in Chiapas after he died, and I was with his wife and his son, Philip Sloan down there. And we went to an Indian village. And at the Indian village, I met this man who Dr. Sloan had won to the Lord. And this man had 5 sons. And every one of his sons was pastoring a church that he started.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that something? I bet old Dr. Sloan's up there in heaven. He's doing a little dance. He said, whoa, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. There's 5 Indian churches right there. Amen. And they had one, it was a little old wooden building with a tin roof, and they had wooden benches on there, and they had cracks in it so the air could get in about like that. And I got to be the first preacher to preach in that church.
Yeah, man.
Man, you talk about an honor.
Yeah.
Man, I'd rather been there than pastor school or some big church. Church, amen. I felt like, what an honor! What an honor! And those Indians were dressed like Indians, amen. And some they had these slings that had the baby in the sling, the women on this side and the men on this side, amen. And they had guitars. I like that up there, and they were singing. And I thought, glory to God, man, this is good. I get to preach in here because you know what? Because I had a part in that.
Amen. That's good.
For all those years, we had given money and helped and prayed and supported Dr. Sloan. And now we see the fruit of his labor.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I learned to get excited about missions. Read them missionary. Hey, I read mission books. My wife reads mission books.
Amen. Man,
there's some good ones. And on the Golden Shore, The Life of Hudson Taylor. Have you ever read that book? Boy, what an amazing book. I read that, by the way, and usually when I read those mission books, I'll say, I don't have any problems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have any problems at all.
Right.
Nobody's tried to kill me. Amen. I hadn't had dysentery for months on end. Amen. And I hadn't gone to a far country all by myself and all alone like Hudson Taylor did. But I'm going to tell you, we've had some great men and women that became missionaries, and our country is indebted to them.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Right. By the way, Judson was the first missionary that ever came out of America. Amen. Then William Carey was the first one that came out of England, and that just opened the door. Amen. Around the year 1900 and early 1800s, God exploded the modern missionary movement.
Amen.
And boy, I love to read about that.
That's good.
Don't you like to hear about people getting saved?
Amen, preacher.
By the way, that's what this is about. Yep. Hey, it's about people getting saved and hearing the gospel. Amen. And they have a right, just like you have a right. Amen. And can I tell you, when that gets in your soul, yep, and you like that and that's good, amen, woo, that's good. Amen.
Yep.
And I'm glad I just have a part in that. A part in that, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'll probably never go to Brazil and go up the Nile River there. I'd probably get some mosquito bite, amen, and get some kind of malaria or something, amen. But if God led me to, I would, amen. But I got a part there.
Amen.
I got a part there. I got a part in Australia. I got a part in Germany, amen. I got a part in Peru, amen. And all over the world.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Got a part in Canada. Amen.
Good. Amen.
Unusual reaction by Jonah, though. But Jonah sat out there mad, sucking his thumb. I guess he's sucking his thumb. Amen. He is mad because God didn't kill all them people. But that's just the opposite of what we are to be.
Amen, sir. That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
You know, some people are unlovely. You know, the Muslims, they're unlovely today. Well, they got so much hatred in their heart.
Yep.
But if you ever talk to a Muslim who's been saved,
come on now.
Boy, God can change their heart and their life.
Amen? Yep.
God's doing a work in India. We got missionaries in India and all over. And I'm encouraged when I read the mission letters. Amen? By the way, this is an unusual book. And you know, Jonah, really? He had an unusual and wrong reaction to missions. But I think we ought to have the right reaction. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, when a missionary comes, listen.
Amen.
Yes. Listen. Thank God for that somebody's willing to go.
Amen.
Amen?
Yep.
Oh, I tell you, they're my heroes. Amen. Hey, I like pastors too, because I'm one of them. Amen? But I don't have to leave Texas.
Amen.
Fellas, I go to the Indian reservation out there to the Navajos, and we work with them some. Amen? But don't be like Jonah.
Yep. Right.
Don't be like Jonah. Don't have that bad spirit. Just say, Lord, help me do what I can for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
Help me do what I can for missions.
Yes, sir.
In my church. Lord, show me what I need to do.
Amen.
I pray every year about my faith promise. It gets scary because it keeps going. It keeps going up and up and up. But I'm trying to use wisdom though.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I want the Lord to be in it. Amen.
Right.
I don't want it to be a fleshly thing. Say, look at me. Amen. But I want God to be in this thing. Now, and maybe this is just the message tonight. Don't be like Jonah. Answer God's call. Whatever, if it's just giving the faith promise and being faithful to your church and just praying for a missionary. Everybody ought to have a missionary list that they pray for.
Amen.
You ought to put the missionaries on there and you ought to pray for them.
Amen.
I guarantee you, they can tell when you're praying for them.
Amen.
That's the secret behind the work of God. Amen?
Yep.
Now, you know what? We're probably going to meet Jonah in heaven. And I'm going to ask Jonah, what was wrong with you? What in the world was wrong with you? After you see all them people get saved and all them little kids in that town that had no chance. And you know what? I'll probably have to go to some Christians in heaven and say, what was wrong with you? Man, we had an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad Emmanuel Baptist Church is not letting the opportunity and mission
Amen.
Giving get away from
Amen.
Us.
Right.
Amen. But we're, boy, our best conference of the year, we have a revival, but our best conference is our missions
Amen.
Conference. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Boy, our people get excited and, Amen. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I want you to search your heart.
Yes,
I want you to ask God, say, God, am I doing what I'm supposed to do for missions? And by the way, that's all I want you to do, and that's all your pastor wants you to do, is do what God leads you to do for missions. But I guarantee you, when a church has a good missionary spirit, it makes all the difference
Amen.
In the world. Father, thank you for letting me preach tonight. God, I pray you'd use this simple message. And I pray, Father, that you would touch our hearts about this matter of missions. And God, I thank you that the folks listen really well. And God, faith promises coming up. I pray you'd lead them. And I pray, God, you'd just bless them. And Lord, bless our missionaries around the world. Lord, all of the work that's done for the cause of Christ, may it prosper, may it go forward. Help us, God, to do our part. Help our churches to get behind missionaries and support them and help them. Thank you, Lord, for loving us now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Preacher, you come.